One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shellpoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, November 7. It's entitled, What Season Is It? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, For everything there is a season. I've been confused ever since we moved to Florida. What season is it, really? We moved here at the end of January 2013. We left West Virginia in a snowstorm. We drove two vehicles. My pickup truck pulled a 12-foot U-Haul trailer. By the time we crossed the Florida state line, our vehicles were covered in road salt. We attracted attention that wouldn't have drawn the slightest notice up north. Jean refused to bring those vehicles into the Shellpoint community. I believe she thought we would have been like Jed Clampett family pulling into Beverly Hills. She insisted that I take all our vehicles, trailer included, to a car wash in St. Augustine. Ever since that time, we left the seasons behind us. Florida seemed to be seasonless. Later that year, we moved into our current home. A welcome party was arranged. One of our friends gave us a housewarming gift. It was a beautiful set of crystal pumpkins. I thought, but didn't say, How nice, crystal pumpkins, what a lovely gift, but what's the significance of the pumpkins? It was days later that I realized, oh, it's October. That's what the pumpkins were for. It's autumn in Florida. Down here, you need artifacts like decorative pumpkins to remind us of what season it is. We've just concluded another kind of season. It's called election season. And we haven't needed any artifacts to remind us. It slapped us in the face from pretty much every direction. And now that season is over. Okay, I get it. No season goes gentle into that good night. We'll still be assaulted with all the analyses and postmortems. The conflict entrepreneurs will do their best to enrage us. Yet it's all over but the shouting, as they say. There is an end to every season, even if the effects linger, and this season has ended. And thanks be to God that it's over. If you're anything like me, we're weary of the over-the-top, apocalyptic, impending doom, rancorous rhetoric. Unfortunately, just as words spoken personally can leave lasting and painful marks, it's likely that our nation's discourse will have left its own scars. But now a new season is before us. There is a time to plant, a time to heal, a time to build up, a time to embrace, a time to love, and a time for peace. From Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. As believers of whatever political persuasion, it's time to embrace this time for healing. This is a season of hope. For believers in Jesus, hope is always in season. Because of Jesus, our groanings point us forward to the redemption that awaits us. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8, 23-25. We at the Village Church have a mission. We are building a community of forgiveness, purpose, and hope in Jesus Christ. This Sunday morning, we will unpack Paul's glorious expression of the hope that we have in Jesus. There was never a better time to demonstrate our mission than in this new season. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.